You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Veronica Rickert. Coming up, music can be powerful, but it turns out that interesting things are going on in our brains as we listen. First, new figures released this week from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics show that wages in Wisconsin rose at one of the strongest rates of the past 10 years from September 2015 to September 2016. We'll get the details of that and other top stories now in our weekly news roundup. Robert Menser joins us now. He's a storytelling editor for the USA Today Network Wisconsin, based in Wausau. Rob, welcome back.
Hi, Veronica. Thanks.
Well, let's start with that wages story. Wisconsin wages are up. That's the good news, even though job growth is not up. That's the bad news. Tell us what's going on there.
Yeah, I mean, people are getting raises. It's good stuff. I mean, the unemployment rate in Wisconsin is pretty low and has been fairly low, so I'm not sure how much we need to make of the job growth, though it was a little lackadaisical. I think Wisconsin was 31st in the nation for adding new jobs. But yeah, this matter of raises is a big deal. Overall, private sector workers received 7% more in their paychecks in between this September to September time frame, and that's massive. Of course, that is an average. You or I or the listener may not have gotten that type of raise, but you know, it broke it down into some categories. So the economic category, professional and business services, which includes accountants and law firms, but also a lot of other things, had the highest rate in pay raises, 10.6%. And the leisure and hospitality industry, which is big in Wisconsin and also one of the lowest paid sectors overall, saw a wage growth of 9.4%. So that's a sign that maybe some folks more on the, you know, a little lower on the socioeconomic scale were getting raises as well, which is very important.
Do we know anything about the why behind this?
Well, I mean, to simplify something that is very complicated, part of what is going on here is just supply and demand. So because the unemployment rate is pretty low, around, you know, in the fours, that means that there isn't a huge pool of potential workers out there for employers to hire. And that means that companies, you know, look at increasing pay to keep people around.
And Rob, let's look at our next story. In national news this week, President Trump announced that he would like to increase military spending by $54 billion. And it seems like what we're hearing, this could be good news for Wisconsin. How come?
Yeah, so who knows what Congress will actually do or what will actually be signed by the president. I think there are some, you know, even some statutory problems with the proposed $54 billion hike. But the point is, this is something that that Donald Trump campaigned on, and now as president has proposed this massive increase in military spending. So it seems to be that even if we don't get a $54 billion increase, it's likely that that there will be some form of defense spending increase. So you can think that's a good thing or a bad thing on the merits as a federal policy, but it is the case that that there are a lot of Wisconsin companies that benefit from military contracts. The largest is Oshkosh Corporation, which just last year got a new $677 million contract to make or rebuild tactical trucks and do some other stuff for the military. And overall, the number that was cited in the Journal Sentinel was Wisconsin companies got $3.73 billion in federal contracts in 2016, which doesn't even include the many, many businesses that are subcontractors for that industry.
Rob, what kinds of things does Wisconsin provide for the military?
Well, so there's Marinette Marine Corporation that builds U.S. Navy ships as a subcontractor for Lockheed Martin. Certainly, Oshkosh Corporation has a lot, and you know, it's just a really big industry. This is the thing about the federal the U.S. military is a very large institution, and so there end up being tons of these businesses and sub businesses that you know work on a specific part, or you know this, you know, would you have thought that that a contract just to fix up trucks would be worth $677 million. So, you know, there are just a number of different industries that feed in.
And do we know if there is some sort of increase, maybe one as substantial as $54 billion, whether it could sort of grow new industries or around that the already present industry here in Wisconsin?
Yeah, I mean, well, the Journal Sentinel cited that more than 24,000 people are employed in Wisconsin by companies that support aerospace, just the aerospace part of this, not even, you know, sort of leaving out the, you know, ships and trucks. So, you know, if there is a run-up in military spending, there will presumably every state is going to want a piece. Every powerful legislator will be trying to direct contracts because that's what sort of politicians do. But the economic impact is real. I mean that of that much government spending, that will lead to job growth, and that, you know, that is a lot of people's livelihood in Wisconsin.
We're talking with Rob Menser right now. He's a storytelling editor for USA Today Network based in Wausau. And we're getting a check-in on the latest news stories from Wisconsin the past week or so. And Rob, this week, Governor Scott Walker proposed an increase in state spending on Wisconsin lottery advertising for the first time in a decade. What's the story there?
I find this very interesting. The Wisconsin State Journal reported on this, and Walker is looking to boost spending on advertising for the Wisconsin Lottery from $3 million per year to $10.5 million per year, which is a big jump in itself. And the story looked at the overall revenue from the lottery. Wisconsinites spent $627 million on lottery tickets last year, which is a 27% increase from where we Wisconsinites were 10 years ago. So this is a growing industry, and it also is a big pot of money that the state puts towards reductions in property taxes. Part of what is fascinating here to me, I think, is the backstory, which is Walker himself, when he was in the state legislature, was not friendly to the lottery. He supported a referendum on eliminating the state lottery, and in fact, it's, you know, this is not probably one of the biggest or most heated issues in Madison, but it is something that there can be a bit of a coalition between social conservatives and some progressives. Liberals don't like the lottery because it is essentially a regressive tax. It takes money from the poor. That is who buys lottery tickets. There is a lot of research on that. And it funnels that money to richer people in the form of property tax breaks. Social conservatives don't like it because it's gambling. And it's seen as a vice. Certainly that can be something that can hurt families, compulsive gambling. And that's sort of where Walker was coming from when he was a legislator. Now he's governor, and he's looking at that pot of lottery revenue, and it's a priority for him to cut property taxes. And so the calculus is different. I find that interesting.
But it sounds like it's not totally a sure thing. Wisconsin has advertised the lottery, spent money to do that in the past, and ticket sales have gone down, right?
Yeah, this is true. No, it's not a sure thing. And also, I mean, the lottery, like, you know, a lot of people have fun playing the lottery. I don't want to overstate the case against it, right? There's also a case that, this form of gambling is not in itself what is really bankrupting anyone's family, and people do win. I mean, you know, somebody, you know, you see the photos of people holding a giant check. So not to overstate things, but yeah, this is advertising. There are projections that this advertising would, in fact, increase revenue, which has started to flag for the program. But I guess it really depends on whether people choose to buy the ticket, doesn't it?
Rob, what kind of rules are there surrounding the advertising, what that can be in Wisconsin?
So they can promote the structure of the way that it's that the prizes are structured, but there are a lot of rules about sort of direct action calls. Go on down to the local gas station and buy your lottery ticket. There are things you can't do, but I think sort of you might analogize it to political advertising. That in a lot of cases, even in a so-called issue ad, people will get the idea of what's being promoted here, and I think that a lot of that goes on with the lottery.
Do we know how Wisconsin lottery revenue compares to other states? Are we up there?
I don't know that. You know, it seems to me like $627 million would be a lot, but I don't have that information.
And Rob, are you a lottery player?
You know, I am the sort of person, Veronica, for whom just the thought of even the thought of winning the lottery, all I can, my mind immediately goes to the like tax forms I would have to fill out, and like people, my relatives are going to be hitting me up, and it just seems like a nightmare. It's better to me. It's better. I just stay out of all that.
That's a no then.
That's a big no. Big no. What about you?
I'm the same, but I think it's mostly because I'm pessimistic and I consider myself unlucky. I never win anything, so you know, why would I bother?
Sure. Well. At any rate, we both get to the same place.
Same position. Rob, thanks a lot for joining us.
All right. Thank you so much.
That was Robert Menser, storytelling editor for USA Today Network Wisconsin, based in Wausau, and he joins us every Friday for our weekly news roundup. Coming up, we talk about what happens in your brain when you listen to music. And join us at 4 on Saturday, March 4th, for Stuck at Square One, the Remedial Education Trap. When students go to college, they expect to be in college classes, but in fact, 4 in 10 students end up in developmental math and English, relearning what they were supposed to learn in high school. The vast majority of them never get a college degree, so what's going on? In this special, we explore how students are placed in these classes and what skills people really need to be successful. That's Stuck at Square One tomorrow at 4 on Wisconsin Public Radio.